Okay, we're going to continue our discussion of wedding-related issues for the week in honor of Yehuda Williams' upcoming chasana. And was also on the list to discuss Shavuot Brachos. Now, when looking in the Nisun Pilchus about Shavuot Brachos, he has a whole chapter on the week of Shavuot Brachos, and a different chapter on the actual brachos of Shavuot Brachos, the Panim Kadoshes and all that. I want to do the week of Shavuot Brachos first, and maybe some other time we'll come back. I'm trying not to do like just wedding stuff for the next 6 months and have a 10-minute halacha just be a wedding series, but at least for at some point we'll come back and we'll do the actual brachos of Shavuot Brachos. Today we'll discuss the week of Shavuot Brachos. So we know the Gemara tells us, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Ebenezer Simin Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, someone gets married, they have to be mesameach with their wives for 7 days, a regular in a first marriage, and that's what we call the Shivas Yemei Mishta. That Shivas Yemei Mishta is a Takanas Chachamim. It is not a Din D'Oraisa, but it's a Takanas Chachamim the way we paskin at least. And that Simcha involves being Ochel Vishosa, eating and drinking and celebrating together. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that it's about eating and drinking. In Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyoni Ashas Tiksubas Tav Chesam and Beis writes that the Chiyuv is on the Chasan not only to be Mesameach his Kala, he has a Chiyuv to be Mesameach his Atzmo as well, because Shivas Yemei Mishta is considered a Moed for himself. So just like on a Yantif for yourself, you not only have a Chiyuv to be Mesameach your wife on a Yantif, make sure she's Besimcha, buy her nice Begadim or whatever, you also have a Chiyuv to Ochel Basa Shosa Yayin to be Mesameach yourself. So too, someone gets married, the Chiyuv is not only to be Mesameach their wife, but to be Mesameach Imishto together with his wife to feel a sense of Simcha as well. What if the woman wants to be Mochel? Could she be Mochel in the Simcha? Say, it's okay, you don't have to hang out with me during Shavuot Brachos week, aside for how unhealthy such a statement might be so soon into the marriage. But the poskim write that mitzad adin, a woman, the Rama writes in Siman Samach Dal, Sif Beis, mitzad adin, a woman is permitted to be mochel on the simcha, in terms of the su'uda and whatever, if she decides I don't need any fancy meals, she can be mochel in that. Because the takana was made, the tova seisha, that's what the Chalkos Machokek explains on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it was made for her benefit. So anything that's made for her benefit, like the Gemara in Ksuvos tells us, that she could say, lo nichli, that I'm not interested in the benefit that the Chachamim were misaking for me. However, the minhag has become that we treat all the 7 days with Mishta and Simcha, and we have Seudos in all the 7 days, and it seems that in Sefer Chuppas Chassanim, Simen Yudalit Os Beis, he says women should not be mochel that. The halacha is during the course of Shavuot Brachos, Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya and Hilchos Avelos seems to assume that this is true, that during the course of Shavuot Brachos you're supposed to wear nice, clean, finer clothing throughout the week of Shavuot Brachos. It's a mitzvah to be mesameach chasan and kala throughout the Shavuot Brachos, but not only to be mesameach them, it seems that it's more than that. The Yalkut Shimoni has the following line in Shoftim Perek Ayin. He writes, "Chasan doma lemelech." Chasan is like a king. Okay, that part we know already. But he says, in what way is a chasan like a king? Maha melech mekalsin oso? Af ha chasan kein kol shivus yimei mishta, that so too you should do with a chasan. What does mekalsin oso mean? You praise him. Just like a king, you tell him how great he is, you tell him how wonderful he is. Part of the key of Shavuot Brachos, you always wonder, like, how did that minhag come about? That at Shavuot Brachos, people just say things, compliments to the chasan and kala, that are so over the top. No, it's a key of the Yalkut Shimoni. That at the Shavuot Brachos, part of the chiyuv is not just to be mesameach him, but to praise him as if he was a king, to be mekalis him. The opposite minhag seems to have developed for the afif, I guess, to counter the Shavuot Brachos. But by the Shavuot Brachos, we're already mekalis him. We try to make his wife like him a little more, and the kala also. We should be mekalis her as well. We should praise her as well. The minhag is that we have su'udos. Obviously, Primogadim writes in Or Chaim Sim Tav Mem Dalid and Mishpachel Zav Sivkat and Tes. He has a discussion whether these su'udos are su'udos mitzvah, but the minhag is that we have su'udos throughout the Shavuot Brachos, and certainly appropriate to have su'udos. In Tshuvas Rav Pa'al Mechel Gdal Tzim Nevav, he says, although it's not a chiyuv per se to have the su'udos, you don't have to have like fancy meals with the minyan and with the Panim Chadashos and everything. It's just that if you happen to have a minyan Panim Chadashos, you say Shavuot Brachos, but the minhag certainly is that we try to go ahead and do it and to have su'udos with the minyan, with the Panim Chadashos, to try to make sure that we enhance the level of simcha. there are the Yamshel Shlomo and Ksuvas quotes that there were some that didn't have the minhag. Mariel seems to quote as well that there's some that did not have the minhag to make sudos throughout the 7 days of Shavuot Brachos. There's some places where they had a minhag to have two sudos every day throughout Shavuot Brachos, like a moed to have two fancy meals. Our minhag again is usually one a day, but you should know it's not a chiyuv. So like, sometimes when people get married and they start cheshbening, okay, who's going to make the Shavuot Brachos? And they say, oh, we're missing the last day. We're missing somebody. How are we going to do that? So first of all, it's not a big deal to do. You can go out to a pizza shop and invite 10 people and pull in a couple of panim chadashos. You know, it doesn't have to be like the fancy suda, but it's not like it's a chiyuv to do where you have to feel this tremendous pressure that if you don't have enough people, sometimes you have the opposite problem. Baruch Hashem, you have so many people that want to make Shavuot Brachos that you don't know how you're going to fit them all in. So then maybe you can go to the minhag of having two a day. The Chachamim made a takana that a man should not work during the week of Shavuot Brachos. Work meaning doing business, and even really malacha of exertion, unnecessary malacha of exertion. This is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Samach Dalin Evan Ezer Si'if Aleph. The Ramah says, adds to the Shulchan Aruch, V'chasan Asr Basiyas Malacha. So everyone wonders, Shulchan Aruch already said Chasan shouldn't work. So what's Ramah adding when he says Chasan Asr Basiyas Malacha? So Nisun Kilchsa, he quotes from the Sefer Chaim Sha'al, Chelek Bey, Simon Lamed Ches, O Samach, that what Ramah is adding is that if the Chasan does Malacha, he's not only did he do something not nice, but he was over an Isser. And that's not Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do it. Ramah says, no, you should realize it's an Isser. It's mamash an Isser for the Chasan to work during the Shavuot Brachos. Now, if it's a Davar Aved, like he's going to lose his job if he doesn't work, so then we would follow the halachos from Lachas Chol HaMoed in that regard and say, for Davar Aved, it's probably going to be Mutter. But at least as the Chachila, you should try to get off that week and not work during the week of Shavuot Brachos. Even if the Kala is Mochel, it's not a din in the Kala. Even if the kala is mochel, the chelkos mechokik writes in Siman Samach Dalid, it's a din in the chasim. He's not supposed to be working, just like he doesn't work on Shabbos, doesn't work on Yantiv, doesn't work on Chol HaMoed. He shouldn't be working. It's not a din in his obligation to the kala. There is a machlokas whether the kala is also asr to do malacha. Some say that there's no isr. The only isr for the kala to do malacha is the first day. The other shivas yimei mishta, she could do a malacha nekiya v'kala. She's able to do light kinds of work. That's the sheet of the yafel leiv. Others say that no, she can't do malacha unless she's going to do it in such a tsanua way, such a private way that no one's going to notice and that the chasan is maskim. That's the chubas marshan. Then others say that the kala is also just like the chasan. Throughout the shivs yimei mishta, she shouldn't do work. Now there is a halacha, a little known halacha, but it appears in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, Siman Samach Dalid, in the name of the Ran, that the chasan is not allowed to go out yechidi. He's not allowed to go out alone in the market, in the streets during the Shavuot Brachos week. So he shouldn't leave the house alone. It's possible, the Prisha writes, even if he's going to shul, he shouldn't go to shul alone. So I remember when I got married, I asked Rav Shechter about what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that a chasan shouldn't go to shul during Shavuot Brachos week because he's going to stop the tzibur from saying tachnun. And it's not nice to stop the tzibur from saying tachnun. So I asked Rav Shechter, it sounded weird to me. So I asked Rav Shechter if I should be makbid like that, not to go to shul, sounds strange, during Shavuot Brachos week. He said, no, what's the big deal? The tzibur won't say tachnun. It's not the end of the world if the tzibur won't say tachnun. He says, if it's a shul that is dafka makbid to try to find a chasan every week so that they never say tachnun, maybe stay away from that shul. But a normal shul, there you go, so it's not a big deal. The tzibur doesn't say tachnun. He said, but what you need to be careful about is that you can't go alone to shul. I was asking about the din of a shomer. He said, din of a shomer on the day of the wedding is not a big deal. You're not really a chasan yet. When do you need a shomer? When you're a chasan domel melech, which only starts at the chuppah. So what does it mean you need a shomer? It means you can't walk out of the house alone. So he said during the week of Shavuot Brachos, go to shul, but have someone pick you up from your apartment to go to shul, so you can go with somebody. So I happened to live down the block from Rabbi Aryeh Yudin. He picked me up each morning, and we'd walk to shul together. That's the only way I was able to go to shul during the Shavuot Brachos week. There are some that say that the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Samach Dalet that even in his house, the chasan shouldn't even, or the kala shouldn't even sit home alone, which would mean that if the chasan is going to shul, it's another reason for a chasan maybe not to go to shul, is that even if someone's picking bringing him up, who's going to be with his wife? But most poskim assume not that way. They assume that in your house it's okay. It's just a din of yitzia. When you go out, that you shouldn't go out alone. But in your home, privacy is not so bad. You could hang out alone for a little bit. Now, we mentioned the idea of tachnun. The chassan does not say tachnun during the week of Sheva Brachos. That's in Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Dalid. Those who daven with the chassan don't say tachnun. Not at Shachris, not at Mincha. There's no tachnun. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, the Ramah as well. However, not only that, when you miss the tachnun, you don't have to then go back. And because if, let's say, I davened in a minyan where there was a chassan, I don't have to go back home and say tachnun. Mishmur writes, you don't have to say tachnun because you missed it. Now that the chassan's gone, you say tachnun. If at the moment of tachnun the chassan was there, you're then potter from that tachnun. You will not have to go make up that tachnun. There is a discussion in the Achronim. What if the chassan is in the building, but he's not davening with your minyan? Sometimes they have like these minyan factories. So, like in the white shul in the morning, they have, I don't know, what do they have, like 10 minyanim or something, one right after another. So when there's a bris at one of the minyanim, it's like, yes, everyone, you know, all the minyanim are off from tachlun. So is that appropriate by a bris is one discussion, but also by a chassan? The fact that a chassan's in the building at the time, is that enough to say that you're not going to say tachlun? So that seems to be machlok zapos. Can you follow whatever the minhag of the shul is in that regard? Not only do we not say tachlun, the hiratzon after the kriyas haTorah, the Prima Gadim writes, you don't say that either, the week of Sheva Brachos. And there, like we said before, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better, in the name of the Taz, better for the chassan not to go to shul, lest he stop the tzibur from saying tachlun. As I pointed out, not just Rav Shechter, but many of the achronim that are on the books say that they disagree with this Taz, and they think that that's not a reason to hold the chassan back from going to shul. And if anything, let the chassan walk out at the end of Chazar Sashatz, and then the tzibur will still say tachlun. So if he's so worried about stopping the tzibur from saying tachlun, so walk out of the room before the end of Chazar Shas, and the tzibur will be able to say tachlun. So those are some of the weeks that are nogea during the Sheva Brachos. So, oh, just one more halacha. The halacha is also quoted in Nisun Kilchasa that you have to stand for a chassan. He's mamash tomel lemelech. Chassan walks into the room, you have to stand up for a chassan. Unbelievable. Now, chassan and kala are allowed to go to be malava mace and things like that, to go be menachem avel, to go be to go be mevaker cholim. They're allowed to do those things during the shivsi mi'amishtah, but even within that, they're now that they're also behesped, so they probably shouldn't be at the hespedim. They probably shouldn't be, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it happens that there's a tzara that happens during the Sheva Brachos week, so those things you need to be aware of to ask shailas if those things come up.